Hello, it's the 10th of July. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A chief executive was brought in to improve the reputation of the Captain Tom Foundation last year following the announcement of an inquiry into the organisation by the Charity Commission. Jack Gilbert was hired as chief executive in June as conflict of interest issues blurred lines between the charity inspired by Captain Tom's more fundraising efforts and family-controlled businesses. In one example, Club Nook Limited marketed and sold Captain Tom Moore-related merchandise not connected to the foundation, making over £800,000 in the first year. It was recently discovered that Mr. Gilbert, a veteran in the philanthropy space, left the charity only 4 months in the position. Currently, the foundation and Central Bedfordshire Council are locking horns on the possible demolition of the Captain Tom Moore building, a charity purpose structure containing a private spa. Three criminal offences were reported on Fost Hill Road in Bedford over the space of 3 days. A man was physically assaulted in an attempted robbery on the 3rd of July, and a teenager and a woman were sexually assaulted 2 days later. The increased criminal activity has led to an appeal and an increased presence by police. 66-year-old Wendy Cook broke down near Clophill on the A6 2 weeks ago and pulled off the main highway onto the verge. The Luton resident was talking to her breakdown company when another car ploughed into her vehicle, trapping her underneath her car's wheels. The hit and run incident landed her in Bedford Hospital with 2 broken ankles. Her son, David, was surprised that police have not yet identified the offender and family members have placed an appeal for information on social media. This upcoming Christmas season, EasyJet is offering flights from London Luton Airport to Rovaniemi, Lapland in Finland, the home of Santa Claus. Flights begin on the 9th of December and include tours of the Santa Village, reindeer sledging and front seat views of the Northern Lights. That's all from me today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.